On Tuesday, California's weather managers preliminarily allocated just 10% of requested water supplies to agencies that together serve more than 27 million Californians and 750,000 acres of farmland. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The State Department of Water Resources cited the dry start to the winter rainy season, along with low reservoir levels remaining from last year's relatively dry winter. California sent about $400 million in fraudulent unemployment benefit payments to state prisoners, according to state officials. That's nearly triple the amount disclosed last week, and a number that could grow as a criminal investigation continues. California expects the first batch of coronavirus vaccine to arrive in the state in weeks, but it's not yet clear who will get the first shots and when those inoculations begin. Governor Gavin Newsom said 327,000 doses of Pfizer's vaccine should arrive in mid-December. He said more vaccine from Moderna and other companies could soon follow. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A total of 919 county residents have tested positive for COVID-19 after 21 new cases were reported Tuesday. Also, Tuesday was Dr. Teresa Frankovich's last day serving as county health officer. Michelle Bushnell will be the new 2nd District Supervisor on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors after the final election report was released on Tuesday. She won 51.7% of the vote against two-time incumbent Estelle Fennell, garnering 48.2%. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.